Call the January 17th Common Council meeting order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Alderman DeAndrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Barber.
Here.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Excused, and the mayor is here too.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item B, citizens' comment period. Is there any citizen wishing to speak on any matter? Please rise, come forward, give us your name and address, and speak your piece.
Good evening. My name is Daniel Kane. I live at 7001 West Cold Spring in a neighboring community, Greenfield. I'm here to represent Charlotte's Gardens, and I would like, at this point, I'd like an opportunity to speak when our item comes up.
Without objection, yeah. Anyone else wishing to speak on any matter? Anyone else? Mr. Slansky, good evening.
Scott Solansky at 8565 South 68th Street, Franklin. Got some questions about the Plan Development District number 37, which is the Ballpark Commons expansion. 2 weeks ago at the last Common Council meeting, I think it was item number 7 that had to do with a traffic impact analysis study, and I believe that study included part of that subject, plan development. It was brought up and passed, and there was no discussion. I was just wondering, I thought one of the conditions was that Mr. Zimmerman, the developer, was supposed to pay part of the traffic impact analysis studies that include the District 37 TIF district. So why is the city paying the $10,000 and he's not paying anything?
I don't have that I don't recall.
Aren't they paying us back?
Yeah, I believe that they're reimbursing us 100% for that.
Are you
sure? I don't
sure?
have it with me. Am I sure?
Yeah, this was 2 weeks ago. It's not like it was a long time ago.
Well, I know, but I'm 85% sure that they're reimbursing us 100% for it.
All $10,000?
Yep.
Okay, because in their packet, it said it was coming out of your other fund.
We will pay for it, and we need to designate a fund from which it comes,
okay,
and have the expenditure.
Oh, then he pays that
expenditure.
And then
he pays it back. That's correct.
Okay. Anything new with the meetings between a developer and the Wisconsin DNR on his proposal?
I don't know. That would be between them and the DNR.
Yeah, I must not be asking the right question because you keep giving me that answer. So let me rephrase it, okay, because I
don't mean to be
this.
Coy. I just answered a question that I hear. That's
because, in condition number 5 of that TIF district, it says the applicant shall ensure that the city is an active participant in and the city staff is invited to all discussions with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and the Milwaukee County regarding development of the approval for the Ballpark Commons. So I read that to say the city is to be an active participant with any meetings with them. So you don't know if there's been any meetings?
I'm not. Mr. City Engineer?
Not aware of any meetings with DNR, no.
Mr. Deedle?
There have been some and there will be some, but I don't know exactly when. So recently there have been meetings within the last couple months, and I know there's going to be more meetings.
So you see where the problem is? The city is supposed to be an active participant in those meetings, and we seem to be kind of maybe, with all the work we got on our table, this might be kind of, you know, being lost in the shuffle with all the other high-profile projects we got going on. So I'd like to know who could I contact at the city to make sure they're following up and that they're invited and are going to be an active participant in these meetings. And not just because, as Alderwoman Wildham said, you know, we got to have the facts. And sometimes, you know, you get hearsay, and then it's, you know, this said that, he said that, and all of a sudden we find out he's trying to buy the landfill and he's not trying to buy the landfill. All these kind of strange things come up, and at least we'll get the facts and the city will know what's going on. And the mayor, you can say, nope, that's wrong, because our guy's been there, he's an active participant, and this is what happened. So who's the staff member that I could call?
City Attorney.
Economic Development Director Aaron Hertzberg.
He's been okay.
Maintaining the laboring war, and if he were here, I expected him here tonight, his answer to your initial question, what's new or what's changed, would be nothing since the last meeting.
Although there have been meetings, as Mr. Dito said, there were.
There was one meeting with...
I'm not trying to be argumentative. I'm just saying that in the future, he will be part of those meetings, correct?
He is part of them.
As an active participant? Means he's going to attend the meeting. Active participant?
As his manager, I will tell you that it doesn't make sense to spend time in a meeting that doesn't has no opportunity to bear fruit. He will participate in all substantive meetings.
Going forward?
Yeah. And as he has in the past.
Right. We did not last Friday, but the Friday before.
Then there's condition number 7 that says that the city shall ensure that they are active participants in, and the city staff is invited to all discussions with the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewer District regarding the development of the, have there been any meetings with the MMSD regarding this expansion?
City engineer says no.
Okay. See the problem? You should know. Not that you're not aware of any, but maybe someone should call in a week and say, hey, are there any meetings that's scheduled we should know about? Again, we need to be on top of this. What I'm afraid of, Mr. Mayor, is that something's going to come down the pike and the poor city isn't going to know anything about it, and then you're stuck with what has happened, and then people will be saying, well, why didn't we know? Well, we should have known, but we didn't know. The plan development district clearly states one of the conditions is to be an active participant. I'm not trying to be argumentative here, but active means more than just, I think there was a meeting. Okay? Can that, if I call Aaron, I'm sure that he will be involved with both of them, and he will know that.
Aaron's the guy.
Right. I'm trying to get accountability here and not just say, well, we didn't know. Okay?
Sure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott. For the record, Alderwoman Mayer has joined us at 6:37. We ran 37. Anyone else wishing to speak? Anyone else? Seeing no one else, I will close the citizens' comment period. We'll move on to approval. Item C, approval of the meeting minutes for January 3rd. Any additions or corrections? Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We have no hearings, no organizational business, no letters and petitions. I move on to G1, essentially consent. For donations, $100.
So moved.
Thank you.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G2 is a donation from Swiss Street Grill for $400 to the fire department.
So moved.
So moved.
Second.
Alderwoman Mayer moved.
Yeah.
Third district.
Over there.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G3, an ordinance to amend text at 15-3, in essence to permit dance studio in M1 zoning.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G4, conditions and restrictions for special use for the same dance academy.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G5 is a certified survey map for a parcel of land at Wolfville and Rawson. There are conditions to this, but it moves on.
Move to approve.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G6 is a conservation easement for the same property on Wolfville Road and 92nd Street.
Move to approve.
Second.
Discussion and motion? Alderman Wilhelm.
I noticed that the easement included the area along the road, which just appeared to be kind of a planted area. I'm not objecting to that, but I was just, typically we have a hard time getting that included, like with the one over by Pleasant View School when we had a buffer between the park, and this one seemed to go pretty easy. So whoever got that worked out, I guess I give them credit for it, and I'd like to see it like that in the future if they can do it.
Well, it's the applicant and the planning staff.
Nice job.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G7, this is reconsideration of an action taken at last meeting for a approved 48-unit senior apartment at 3709 West College Avenue. Now, this has been requested by the applicant, so is there a motion to suspend?
So moved.
Your Honor.
I'll second.
Discussion of that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Alderman Taylor.
Your Honor, I want to, what you just said, I want to ask why this is here and who's recommending it. This being here, it's a reconsideration.
Let's see, sir.
There were two or three items, subject matters, with regard to this particular proposed project at the last meeting. One of them was a comprehensive master plan amendment. One was a rezoning, and one was the special use. Alderwoman Wilhelm, on either the master plan item or the rezoning item, specifically stated during that item discussion that she wanted staff to include a sidewalk requirement in the special use for the project, which was the next or second next item. And staff nodded his head as he's doing right now, and I, by recall, think the alderwoman even said, please make a note of that. Then, when the subject matter came up, the alderwoman went through nine conditions, and on the run, I heard one that spoke in terms of revising the plan, and I just assumed that the 100% clear and nobody objected to it on the council when it was mentioned sidewalk item was going to be part of the revised plan. When staff prepared the documents for, or was preparing the documents for the council meeting, they did not include the sidewalk and was concerned because it wasn't specifically verbally mentioned by the alderwoman amongst the list of her items. My thought was that it was clearly to be included because there was no doubt about it and there was no objection or further discussion by the council. Staff said, well, if the applicant agrees with that, we'll go along with it. Otherwise, we won't. So they sent the list with that to the applicant, and the applicant said, no, they aren't in favor of the sidewalk, so it should come back. If staff would have simply said all by itself, we don't want it to come back, the alderwoman, as I understand it, would have wanted this brought back here because she wants the sidewalk condition included, which she mentioned specifically at the last meeting, and there was no objection by anyone to it on the council. So that's how it got back here.
Question?
Alderman Taylor still.
Okay.
Well, the reason I asked that, because it says here that the applicant is requesting that the sidewalk condition be removed, knowing that no other property has a sidewalk, and then also the unit's going from, you know, back up to 52. And I received an email today from Mr. Kane stating that, you know, he would like the reconsideration and wants to go to the 52 units, but that the sidewalk, he has no issues with that condition. And what I'm hearing is that the sidewalk was, doesn't have a problem with the sidewalks, and we all were here at the last meeting when sidewalks came up, and that's why I'm surprised that this is even before us. And the last I checked, the only people that can reconsider are the elected officials, well, some of them voted in favor of it, not a applicant, not a developer, not a resident, not a citizen, nobody but the elected officials. And what I'm seeing here is an applicant is requesting this. And I'll ask the Alderwoman if she wants to, you know, she obviously can speak for herself, but it's not kind of how it's being laid out right now.
Alderman Mayor.
Just a question. We're talking only about the sidewalk, but the reconsideration has to do with the number of the units as well, doesn't it? Or is that not an issue?
The reconsideration will bring the entire issue back to if it voted affirmatively. So
okay.
Anything can change.
So anything can change if it comes back, but we're just bringing it back for the sidewalk.
Well
the if we bring it back.
The applicant was asked to bring it back for both issues. But it's up to you guys. Alderman Wilhelm, sorry.
Yeah, I had told staff that if the city attorney didn't opine that the sidewalk was clear enough, then that would be the only reason I would want to bring it back. Certainly, I wouldn't have brought it back to add on additional density because the residents are already unhappy with the special use density being higher than the multifamily at 8 units. I think we're sitting closer to 11. So even with the reduction, it's still higher than the multifamily use. So I think we're more than fair on that aspect. And I have no intentions, clarification that the sidewalk is in there, and given the email that says we are asking the council to reconsider to return it back to the original 52. We do not have any other problems with any other resolutions, including installing the sidewalk. So if I'm fine the way it sits, and I have no intentions of making the motion to reconsider. So,
Mr. Kane?
Yeah. Well, I guess the best way to do it is to paint a picture of the activities that went along in the negotiations for this project. And originally we proposed 56 units. And through discussions with Alderman Wilhelm, she asked us to reduce it by 2 units, which would be down to 54. However, the building design, if you take 2 units off, we have to take off 4. However, we're willing to do so. Now, we designed the project that way. We spent a lot of time, money, and effort and presented it. And quite frankly, I was surprised at the reduction of the units. And the economies of scale are starting to get a little off at this point. So I'm asking the council to reconsider to return it back to the original 52 units requested and designed for this project. Thank you.
Alderman Dandrea.
I'd like to ask Mr. Kane a question. At any point did the Alderwoman let you know that she was not interested in the 54 units?
Yes.
And what did she, what was she recommending a solution?
Yes, she asked for a 2-unit reduction.
That's
your saying. No, I meant to the 54 down to the 52 units. Did she,
no, it was
what
50,
was the impression?
56
you went
units.
From 56 to 52. At the 52, were you with the assumption that that was going to be an agreeable number?
Yes, sir.
After your discussions?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Alderman Wilhelm, and then Alderman Barber.
I'm not on trial here. I'm here to represent my constituents. My constituents continuously told me they felt the density was still too high. You have me on tape on public record saying that density is an issue. Density is too much. There were 2 public hearings on that. I spoke at that, both of those. I also mentioned at the council meeting that we were still having problems with the density. I let Mr. Kane know that the density was still an issue. In fact, at one point we brought up he was going to talk about renting one of the units out to make it someone who would be living in there. That actually never got brought forward. But he has known all along that stormwater and density were the 2 issues. I've made that very clear. I think the mayor was chairing those meetings. So I don't make promises and guarantees, and I told them that specifically. And I stand with the special use is in addition to the multifamily R8, which is 8 units, and we're waiting on that.
Alderman Barber.
At this point, if we're going to go ahead with the project, I'm not sure what 4 more units makes in terms of density. Traffic, I'm not sure what all that would mean. So I guess I'd be in favor of the 52 units because of the developer's willingness to go along with all the other stipulations, including the sidewalk. I think that would be something that would offset the cost also of what we're asking him to do in addition. So I'd just like to speak in favor of going with the 52 units as the motion.
Alderman Mayor.
Well, first, I guess I'm need some clarification. If the alderwoman didn't bring this forward, why is it on the agenda?
City attorney just explained that. Do you want to do it again?
Same answer.
But I understand your answer. But the fact is, the applicant did agree to the sidewalk, and the reason that this would have been brought back to the agenda would be because the sidewalk wasn't agreed to. And she would have wanted to make sure that that was in the resolution.
Mr. City Attorney?
What I heard was, but sidewalk, but then 40 or 52 units. So it's conditional, yes, okay.
Not for me. I'm sorry, can you explain that further?
I didn't see an email from the applicant. What I heard here was, yeah, we're okay with the sidewalk, but we want it brought back so it can go up to 52 units.
But that's the applicant.
I understand that. Staff did not agree that the sidewalk was specifically an item listed in the motion for the special use. And I said, but it was brought up right before that, and there was a general provision about a revised plan, and it's as close as you can get without it being specifically mentioned. Staff didn't agree with that. They said if the applicant agrees just to the sidewalk, no add-ons in exchange for agreeing to the sidewalk, that they would say that it's A-OK and would not have to come back.
Okay. Then my other question is page 115. Can that please be explained why that's in here?
What's that?
Mr. Sitcher.
I understand that Alderman Wilhelm had received a request from constituents with regard to that particular item, and it's some 15, approximately year ago, conditional approval of senior housing project that had a condition upon the approval that in the event it changes from senior housing use to just a general any type of housing use, that there would be a security in the form of $100,000 for change of service or whatever. And I did have discussion with the alderwoman in that regard. And I did follow up after the comments at the last meeting, per my recollection, with the Metropolitan Milwaukee Area Fair Housing Council representatives being here for a training session back in December, that I thought I had a specific recollection of no conditions with regard to requiring senior housing. And after the meeting or 2 weeks ago, I did obtain copies of those bullet points from the city administrator that were presented at that meeting. And my recollection was proven correct. One of the screens presented by those people was headlined Discrimination by Municipalities, Multifamily Zoning versus Multifamily Senior Zoning. The first municipality mentioned was Brookfield, and it stated on the screen, deed restriction to maintain multifamily housing as senior only, period. Brookfield senior low-income housing tax credit development is perpetually deed restricted for senior housing use because of the intervention of the local alderman. That was presented to the council as discrimination by municipality. Did my own research and follow up there too. There was a March 15, 2011, Milwaukee Fair Housing Council versus Waukesha County, many-page housing discrimination complaint, which had been filed, and that Brookfield requirement for perpetual requirement on a property that it be only for senior housing was part of the complaint. I also reviewed the case where City of New Berlin was involved in federal court under an action initiated by the United States under the Federal Fair Housing Act, back also in June 2011. And after I did that research, and that's obviously after reviewing all the statutes and applicable federal law and case law, Wisconsin state and federal, that the simple fact of the matter is federal fair housing laws as well as Wisconsin fair housing laws have become more focused and more interpreted over the years, and that was relatively clear with the New Berlin case, which ended in a 20-some page, I believe, consent decree, where New Berlin agreed to comply with furthering fair housing, et cetera, for all the years to come. And I spoke with Attorney Mark Blum, who's the city attorney in New Berlin, who participated in that action along with special counsel. And I said, current thoughts on any local government conditions with regard to senior housing that requires senior housing or conditions it somehow that it cannot be changed. And the answer was simply, do not do it. That's an issue, federal housing issue current, based upon the development of the Federal and State Fair Housing Act in Wisconsin. So it's here because the alderwoman is following through on requests of her constituents. I don't know that the alderwoman, who I discussed in detail the research with regard to the Federal Fair Housing Act, has a position on it.
Was this particular resolution actually looked at? Because I don't see in here where it's actually saying we can't change that, where the applicant couldn't change it. It's just that the city gets something for that change in the city's. So was this actually looked at, or
yes,
is it just a broad look at it?
It's a condition for a $100,000 payment if they wanted to change from senior housing to family housing.
But it's not stopping them from doing it. I guess that's my point, is that they're still allowed to do it.
But it's not treating the property owner the same as a property owner of apartments that doesn't have senior housing.
All right, thank you.